This is Joe Panik. Now back to Giants pregame with Marty Lurie.
All right, Cody, you're making me feel patriotic already. It's not even Monday yet. All right, we're going back to New York and bringing one of the top baseball writers. I love seeing this guy in spring training. He works for ESPN. That's Jerry Krasnick. Jerry, how are you this weekend?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Appreciate your being on. First of all, you're covering quite a series, Cubs and the Mets, and you got Jake Arrieta tonight. What's the rumblings back in New York tonight before the game?
Well, the Mets have taken a couple on a row, so, I think if they can beat Jake Arrieta, that's a pretty declarative statement on their part. Easier said than done, though. He didn't have a great outing his last time, so if you know Jake Arrieta, he's probably worked doubly hard. So that's going to be a big challenge, and they're sending out 43-year-old Bartolo Colon, and, whether he pitches well or not, it's not going to be because he's Bay's going up against anybody. This guy's been around since the Stone Age.
Jerry, the Cubs are kind of, as I always say, there's a correction that comes in baseball. You don't play 800 ball, 700 ball. You know, the good teams will be in the 600s, and that's terrific. Are the Cubs going through a little bit of a correction? I mean, last night, Hamill, I know there was a rain delay, and Joe Maddon ran him out there again. My God, 5 homers, 10 runs given up. Cubs are, not quite as invincible lately.
Yeah, I mean, look, Marty, they had two and a half months into the season, I think, all 5 starters had ERAs under 3, and that's probably not going to continue. They've kicked the ball around in a few games. I mean, their defense, not quite as tight. They lost Dexter Fowler to the DL. That was a bit of a blow. They strike out a little bit too much. They have young kids, and young kids, probably going to be a little bit more prone to the ups and downs. So for all that, they're still 10 games ahead. So I guess if that's what happens after you have a blip or a letdown, that's still a pretty good position to be in.
Yeah, not bad at all. That's like holding Apple stock, I guess, if it goes down a few points. It's not bad. All right, Jerry Krasnick with us, ESPN. Jerry, Washington, Chicago, San Francisco, Baltimore, Cleveland, Texas, all have big leads. Who's the most vulnerable, if you think there is one, of those 6 as we head into July 4th, which is usually a pretty good marker for us?
I would say maybe Baltimore. I think this is a team that doesn't have great starting pitching. And you look at that division, I mean, Boston's a team that's probably going to go out and maybe try to spend some money, do something at the deadline. Toronto's a pretty proud team that has a lot of talent. So, I just don't know that Baltimore, to me, is invincible, certainly. You would think a couple of those other teams might pick it up. And, as well as the Indians have been, they've really relied a lot on these starting pitchers. Mm. If one or two of them get hurt, Kansas City's always lurking. In Kansas City, we've seen what they can do the last couple of years. So of all the teams, I would say probably Baltimore and then Cleveland maybe are the most vulnerable to coming back to the pack.
All right, very good. Cleveland did lose today, finally 9-6 to Toronto. 3 runs in the 8th inning with a big replay in there that they reversed, which gave the Blue Jays a run. That ended the Cleveland 14-game winning streak. Hey, Jerry, you wrote an article that I just laughed about, and I just really found it so interesting. It was called An Ode to the Intentional Walk, and you had some great examples of the intentional walk and how it has been part of baseball for so long, and I'd love for you to share some of your thoughts on it.
Yeah, Marty, it kind of struck me, Jason Stark, my colleague, reported a few weeks ago that they're thinking of getting rid of the 4 pitches in the intentional walk and, just giving a guy an automatic first base. And you say, okay, what's the problem? And it isn't like things happen that much, but there have been some examples in baseball history that are pretty interesting. And you probably remember this, when Oakland played the Reds in the World Series, and Gene Tennis, was out ready to give Johnny Bench ball 4. Raleigh Fingers was going to throw the pitch. Tennis jumped back behind the plate, and Bench stood there and took strike 3. Tony Pena was a real master at that. He used to do it all the time. He did it to Brian Johnson, the former Giants catcher, where he'd he'd stand up there and the guy would sort of fall asleep, and then he'd jump back behind the plate and they'd pour it in there and get a strike. So there have been occasions when that's happened, and there have been a few occasions where guys have reached out and gotten hits. Miguel Cabrera is one of the guys who did it. It was about 10 years ago against Baltimore where he reached out and slapped a single. So, you know, it doesn't happen a lot, but it happens enough that a pitcher throws a wild pitch or has trouble, you know, lobbing it in, and there's a bit of an eerie, you know, kind of a maudlin feeling to it. And I just don't know that it's worth it, you know, saving 40 seconds or 45 seconds when two or three times a year, maybe once a year, something weird can happen.
Yeah, I agree. It is part of what I think is sort of the pace of the game, which is okay. It's milliseconds when you add up to, as you did in the column, which is really a great column on ESPN, an ode to the intentional walk. It shows that, you know, to save 40 seconds or 20 seconds in a game, it really is silly. But the one I liked, I love the Terry Francona story with, yeah, Ken, yeah, with Ken Kaiser, who, you know, we saw him for years, the former wrestler, and he would barely give you a strike call or an out call. But tell that one with Francona, of course, the manager of the Indians, and the great Ken Kaiser, the umpire.
Yeah, I was doing some internet research, and I came across this one where Terry Francona was playing for the Milwaukee Brewers in 1989, and he got a hit in the game. He hit a line drive, and Dante Bichette, the old Angels outfielder, trapped it. And Ken Kaiser actually said it was a catch, and this was before replay or anything. So Francona got robbed of a hit there. He lost a hit. And so these two guys aren't getting along. I mean, they see each other and there's tension and things aren't going so well. And then they get in a game and Francona's getting an intentional walk. And Ken Kaiser happens to be the home plate umpire and says to him during the walk, he says, "Can you believe they're actually intentionally walking you?" and Francona says, "Well, if you weren't so fat and hustled, you wouldn't have missed that call." And Francona gets ejected before he gets to walk to first base. They have to put in a pinch runner.
I love it.
The other thing real quick was, I don't know if you remember this, but Madison Bumgarner last year had to give an intentional walk. I didn't put this in the story, but had to give an intentional walk to Paul Goldschmidt. And Bruce Bochy called for it. And Mad Bum didn't want to give it, and he was glowering and staring and stomping around. And it really was like a minute of just being angry over having to give this intentional walk. So, and Barry Bonds, obviously, back in the day when they waved the chickens, you know, and he'd get walked. So there is a little bit of theater to it that I think people maybe ignore sometimes.
I like it. It's a fun article. So if you check it out at ESPN.com, Jerry Krasnick wrote it. I miss the chicken. I miss having that up there. I like the song. I miss seeing him. Why not? Just because Bonds is gone, why can't we have it?
Look, the problem is Bonds got intentionally walked 120 times in the season. I think he had a 609 on-base percentage. 120 walks is a lot. 120 intentional walks in a season.
Eddie Stanky had 148, and he had to earn every one of them. All right, then the walking man. Eddie Yost, those are the ones I remember growing up. But some pitchers, Jerry, have had trouble even issuing the intentional walk. Larry Anderson is in your story, broadcaster for the Phillies, and I guess there's a YouTube compilation of people who just can't throw an intentional walk.
Yeah, Larry Anderson told me that he threw like 90% sliders, and he said they'd have a walk, and he'd get kind of nervous. You know, he had that sort of Mackey Sasser disease, you know, or little Steve Blassitis, but it wasn't all the time. It was just when he had to do an intentional walk, and he said he actually was thinking about just throwing all sliders to his catcher. He couldn't throw a ball straight, but, there are guys who, you know, they toss it over the catcher's head or they bounce it, and it happened in a minor league game recently in Altoona, PA, where a team won on a wild pitch intentional walk in the ninth inning. So I'm not saying this happens very much or it's a huge issue with baseball, but to me it's one of those funny sort of oddities that only comes up in baseball, and you could have a debate over whether you should have to throw four pitches on an intentional walk or not. And people are probably going to have different opinions on it, which is one of the things to me that always makes baseball great.
I love it. All right. One last thing. This week, you also wrote about Adam Duvall, which hits us in a raw nerve here because he got traded for Mike Leake last year. The guy's got 21 homers, 580 slugging. Adam Duvall going to be an all-star, and is that for real?
You know, he's got a chance to make the all-star team. I think it's going to be either him or Jay Bruce, his outfield teammate. The scouts I talked to, Marty, like this kid. You know, he's super strong. I guess he's a great kid. And, you know, the thing about him is he's a pretty good defensive outfielder. You know, for a kid who is a big slugger type, he can run around out there and catch the ball. So, you know, the sense I get is he might be one of these 250 hitters with 25 or 30 home runs a year. But if he could do that, I mean, that's, you can make a pretty nice living that way. And he certainly can play some defense. So, yeah, I think some Giants fans, look, the Giants got Mike Leake, and it's kind of hard to really fault them. They don't make too many bad moves. But now they've had all these injuries, I'm sure, you know, there are some Giants fans who probably would like to see Adam Duvall back in that outfield.
Yeah, it's kind of part of baseball. Fernando Rodney's now a Marlin. Does that put Will Myers on the All-Star team?
You know, he could. That's a possibility. I think it's probably going to come down to either him or Drew Pomerantz, the pitcher. So, you know, the problem you just have is you got to pick a Red from the outfield. I think Odubel Herrera is going to have to be the Philly from the outfield. So, you know, you can't have an outfield all of just one guy picked from each team that has one guy. So that's one of the hard things about squeezing people onto the All-Star team, you know, from teams that aren't successful. But I've always kind of liked it. I've always thought every city should be represented. But that's what makes it a challenge for the managers and the, you know, to try to round out these rosters.
Well, great having you on, and I love the intentional walk article. It made me realize it is a part of the game, and it's fun, and it's not worth getting rid of it just for a few seconds. So you did a good job. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that's Jerry. Enjoy the game tonight, Jerry. That's Jerry Krasnick back in New York. He's got the Mets and Cubs tonight, Arrieta. Who, you know, if he goes 1-0, I looked up some of the numbers in Arrieta. If he goes 1-0, there's trouble for Arrieta. 1-0, and all of a sudden the on base percentage is going up to like 400. So he's pitched a lot of innings, and he's intense, as Jerry said. So this will be interesting to see what happens tonight, Arrieta and Colon. And the Giants only game and a half behind the Cubs. Look, there's 80 to go. There's miles to go, believe me, before we sleep. We know that. But let's watch it. Why not? You know, you don't need the Cubs to win.